Shalom, Mishpacha, and welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with my wonderful lady, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
And you are my wonderful man. And God bless you all, and thanks for tuning in. Now, please join along with us in our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father and Master of the Universe, you are all-knowing and understand our griefs and sorrows. Our eyes shed tears, for they abuse your laws, thereby giving license for evil to grow and pervade the lives of many. But we look to you to order our steps to fulfill your will, and by the power of your word, we let no iniquity have dominion over us. We will stand strong in our faith, letting nothing deter our confidence of your soon rescue. We lift up these recent prayer requests and faithfully pray for salvation for our loved ones. And may tonight's study be pleasing unto you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, we had a couple of requests to give a summary of last week's Christianity 101 Bible lesson, since we did have to rush it a little and not everyone was able to write down all the scriptures I gave at the end.
And, well, you know, some don't have the internet to re-listen to the program.
I know, so we will do that, because sanctification versus justification is very important to understand well. So to disciple others properly. Actually, starting new believers on the right foot.
Well, certainly not the left.
Amen. But first, we're going to do just a little news as we watch Biden add even more executive orders, as in another bad one whereby reinstating the aid package to foreign countries to now include abortions on demand. So our tax dollars not only pay for abortions in America now, as it was under Obama, we again fund other nations' abortions as well.
All part of the global order.
Yes, to keep down the population. And I'm telling you, their agenda is progressing very quickly now.
So much for unity, Joe.
You know, as a Catholic, which I grew up as, he should be ashamed. But he's not, because everything he does has already been carefully orchestrated for decades and now masterfully implemented by the demonic global elite. And Joe and the rest of them, to include the mainstream media, are all in on it, playing their puppet parts on the global stage. And why are they playing these parts so well? Because they were promised to be included along with the upper echelon of controlling power and mega money.
Censorship on conservatives and Christians has begun big time.
Oh, yeah. The globalists who, and I can't say this enough, are demonically inspired and want us totally under their thumb. And here's a quote from the author of The Great Reset, a very powerful Harvard globalist, Klaus Schwab, who is a Jesuit shill, a Bilderberger, and even knighted by Queen Elizabeth, and much more. But he heads the World Economic Forum, which is now getting more powerful than the UN. So here's his recent quote.
Clearly, the coronavirus is not as much a crisis as it is an opportunity to be exploited, a chance to accelerate the birth of the New World Order, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, where religion, Christianity, does not exist. Close quote.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
He said it openly for anyone to hear. And by the way, Prince Charles, soon to be King of the United Kingdom, is Schwab's sidekick. So it's all underway as the Bible predicts. The question amongst all Bible-believing Christians is,
how much more will we be a witness to?
And that is the question, and only God knows. But Jesus did say in Luke 21, when these things begin to happen, look up, for for our redemption from this earth, I might add, draws near.
Why do you emphasize from this earth?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Because there are two Greek words for redemption. One is lutrosis, number 3085 in your concordance, which means paid in full. You have been redeemed forever from paying your debt to sin. But that is not the word used in this verse of Luke 21, verse 28. This Greek word for redemption adds the prefix apo or apo, which is number 575, making it apolutrosis, which means to separate, depart. So therefore, is better read as, look up for our redemption, our departure draws near.
You know, that makes much more sense.
It does. So be sure to share this with others.
And while we wait for our departure, stay away from those so-called vaccines.
Oh, yeah. And more information is surfacing about the dangers, especially years later in the long haul. And more info is going to be in our next newsletter. But we are seeing the foreshadows, you know, of Revelation's pale horse right now. At the very start of the tribulation, a fourth of the population will die. And some of that is from beastly pestilence, as in this COVID virus that has been manipulated into a bioweapon. But also, the pale horse is from the sword and hunger. So why is Bill Gates buying up huge swaths of farmland?
To grow genetically modified food.
That has no nutritional benefit, so more people will die. Well, his father was the champion of eugenics. So why do they really want seniors, though, to get the shot?
They'll die sooner and can blame it on old age.
And they already are.
Okay, quick word on Israel.
Okay, well, actually, we're going to have to report more on Israel next week. But they are still on lockdown, and concern is growing over what Biden will do about Iran's nuclear boldness. And Iran is believed orchestrated the bombing of Israel's embassy in India. However, if the globalists want a war, false flags is how they achieve it. Never lose sight of that.
We welcome your end time questions to Sheila at ShofarMinistry.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. If you appreciate these last days' insights, please tuck in a love offering to help with our expenses, and God will bless you for it. As well, you'll receive our informative teaching newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which contains a boatload of teaching with all the past radio and instructional newsletters archived for your added learning.
Okay. Last week, we talked about how our will can prevail over God's will when you resolve to be lazy. Lazy Christians, therefore missing most of your armor and so not totally protected from your spiritual evil enemy. Now, much of this stems from a gradual drifting from your first love of God's word and often not given proper discipleship initially on how to grow closer to Jesus and the importance of it. The number one most serious advice after your student becomes justified by receiving Christ into their spirit is that their body and soul is also sanctified, which is a process, as Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You see, your flesh as well needs to be sanctified too, and that comes last. as it is difficult to crucify the flesh, as Paul told the Galatians in chapter 5:24. Sadly today, many Christians are a member of the Laodicean lukewarm church, not willing to get any closer than justifiably saved.
And what's even worse, many will now openly admit to that.
And, again, this has nothing to do with open religiosity. This is private time with your Maker.
In His Word.
Which, by the way, is the only way you can achieve sanctified discernment.
Well, deception is like a California wildfire, and it spreads fast.
Yes. Bottom line, Jesus will be to you what you allow Him to be. You know, we also shared last week a Jewish writing that says, if you learn much scripture, take not credit for yourself, for that is the reason you were created. And here's another Orthodox expression, and it's that the study of God's Word is the highest form of worship.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. The study of God's Word is the highest form of worship.
Makes total sense, really.
I know, for sure. And because that's real fellowship. For in prayer and worship, you're usually asking or singing praises to Him, which is, of course, a good thing, too. But when studying, He's fellowshipping back with you through His Word. And the Holy Spirit will guide you on your searches to gold nuggets, as Proverbs 25:2 makes reference to.
And your whole armor as well is directly dependent on time spent in His Word.
Contrary to what some Christians might think, you can't just pray it on.
It spiritually attaches automatically.
Right. Each piece is added as more time is spent in His Word. And it does not come off at night. It's permanent as long as you stay in His Word. You know, in Ephesians 6, he says it twice, to take on the whole armor, not just the girdle of truth, which is first, but the other pieces actually attach to that girdle.
Which makes sense, for accepting the truth has to be first.
Mm-hmm. And in Romans 13:12 says, let us put on the armor of light. You know, the Greek word for put is enduo, number 1746, which means to sink into.
So sink into His Word, mm-hmm. And you're sinking into Jesus.
Amen. So when you are totally sanctified and spiritually glowing with His light, the enemy dares not to go. So therefore, the Word sanctifies you, puts your armor on you, and increases your desire to study His book that He wrote to you.
And this author is coming to town.
Amen. So you definitely want to say that, hey, I read your book. We suggest tithing your time, which might seem difficult at first, but as you continue, it will get easier because you are receiving more of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it only gets better. I promise you that.
But always, your choice.
Mm-hmm. So maybe watch less TV or computer videos or just get up earlier. Sadly, according to the parable of the sower, though, only a remnant will seek the deeper truths of God. So are you part of that remnant, or are you an outer court Christian?
Lazy and lukewarm?
Or are you an inner court Christian?
Which is closer?
Mm-hmm. Or are you a Christian who dwells 24/7 in the Holy of Holies? Again, it's your own resolve as to how close you want to be. So, one more time. If you have made Jesus your Savior, then you are justified forever. But complete sanctification is a process directly related to time spent with Him through His Word.
So, to finish the race, like Paul said he did in 2 Timothy 4:7,
mm-hmm. Or Hebrews 12:1, where Paul also said,
let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
So, how do you look into Jesus?
His Word.
Saints of God, the main purpose for Shofar Ministries is the Christian's growth to total sanctification, complemented by incorporating our lost but very basic Hebraic roots. And why do we do that?
It sparks more interest.
It does, which increases one's desire to study. Remember, and let's repeat how Paul specifically, again, closes his letter in 1 Thessalonians with these last extremely important words.
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Also, notice the order. First your spirit, then your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, and finally your flesh, which also needs to be sanctified, but is achieved last and can be challenging. But that's what it takes to finish the race. So we said all that so when you bring someone to the Lord, be sure and show them the importance of spiritual growth before they develop bad habits.
Or just get plain lazy.
Mm-hmm. Continuing in the process of total sanctification, even when it is difficult, will automatically increase your desire to keep that passion of a first love. Why?
Because the Holy Spirit is growing
inside
of you.
That's right. Can't say that enough. It's amazing as you grow and experience yourself that increased desire to study His Word. Actually, and often, you can actually hardly wait to study, to see where the Holy Spirit will take you. It really is an adventure. But it takes determination to go from a justification stroll into a run for the prize
of total sanctification. This is the trophy.
It sure is. And here's the warning. If you don't grow, your light stays dim and often lessens the excitement of that first love experience.
Like the Ephesians did in Revelation 2 and verse 4.
And I know this firsthand, for I have learned from it, which is why I am compelled to share these truths with the body of Christ. Let's read some more confirming scriptures that we suggested you read from last week, because it really substantiates what we've been saying. Hebrews 2:11.
For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
Right, so what did he say? We are all brethren, even if you are still in the process of being sanctified. Again, confirming it's a process. Hebrews 10:14.
For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
So when we are saved, we are justified and made perfect forever, as we continue in the sanctification process. How? Well, the Word tells us in Ephesians 5:26.
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the Word.
That's right. And Jesus prays to his Father for us in John 17:16.
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they may be sanctified by the truth.
By what?
Thy word is truth.
It cannot be any plainer. So you can pray and sing and worship and sing songs, which of course is a great part of your walk, but it won't sanctify you in totality. The scriptures tell us over and over it's the word alone. And to lead a victorious life over demonic influence, sanctification is a must, especially in these last days as evil expands its influence. We have time, I think, for a couple more. Galatians 4:19.
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
So you see, they were saved, but Christ was not yet occupying their flesh. And so then Paul says in verse 20,
I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you.
Again, they were saved, but not yet totally sanctified. And they should have been. But again, it's one's personal choice how quick you desire to be totally sanctified. And you cannot operate effectively in the gifts within your ministry without being totally sanctified, also resulting in being totally armored up. In Ephesians 6, Paul says twice to take on the whole armor, all of it. And in Romans 13:12, Paul says Jesus is that armor, our armor of light that saturates the sanctified where the enemy dares not to go. I think we could do one more. Galatians 5:16, Paul says, then walk, which is a body function, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. In other words, if you spend time in His Word, you are feeding your spirit more than the flesh, and then your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, will only follow which is fed the most. So without question, we are sanctified through His Word, which actually involves the whole Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who all reside within us. Yes, even the Father. And that's confirmed in Ephesians 4:4-6. It says, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So we have the whole Trinity within us. Wow. And victory over our sin nature should be everyone's goal. Have you heard Christians say, oh, just resist the devil and he will flee? Or just crucify your flesh, brethren? Or just give it to Jesus? Or just lay it on the altar, sister, and don't take it back? So they tell you what to do, but omit how to do it, because they might not know how. So practically every week you see the same people at the same altars repenting for the same things, lustful thoughts, unforgiveness, depression, etc., but never keeping victory. Total sanctification is what's missing. The Word takes care of that. Not that we won't sin on occasion, but the bondage to that sin can be broken. Again, just like salvation, it's your own choice, your own resolve. Just do it. Finish the race. You will be highly rewarded, for that is very pleasing to God. Please share this message with your fellow man. So where are you in your walk? You know, you are truly precious to Christ, who suffered greatly and died on the cross for you. He paid your debt for your sins. Now crucify the flesh as He did, and finish your race. Maybe you haven't yet made Him Lord. Now is the time, for He stands at the door of your heart and is knocking. If you are listening, you can hear His voice. It's actually saying, just open the door. I will come into you and will dine with you. He is knocking right now, but He won't crash in. It's your move. Then you too can be the beneficiary of this magnificent love story written in blood on a wooden cross erected in Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago. Just do it. Oh my goodness, time does fly, doesn't it? I of course want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, and that's number 622. Everyone should memorize this. In Hebrew, and the English translation actually says, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you shalom, that beautiful peace. So till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for our president that he doesn't go too far. And don't forget, those who love Jerusalem, you're going to prosper. Shalom till next time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.